bourbonandboots.com. It is a uniquely Southern website that has a dual combination of offering you the chance to purchase some of the finest, personally picked, unique items made by Southern artisans and crafters. Items such as a bourbon buffet, a deer necklace, handmade soaps, or moonshine cookies. Clothing, art, music, food and drink, home decor, and scores of unique gifts. All of this experience is woven into an interactive website that conveys stories about the South, stories about Southern culture and experiences. I caught up with the Brainiacs who concocted this website. They are Mike Mueller and Matt Price, two Arkansas guys with a love for, well, bourbon, boots, and a whole lot more. Bourbon and Boots, is it a commerce website? Is it a culture website? Is it a storytelling website? What the heck is this
thing? Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah. Well, it's what we like to, I mean, it's content and commerce. That's really what we're going for. And our, you know, our overarching thesis is that commerce is a better way to monetize content. I mean, if you look over the last 10 years, how, you know, first with newspapers and now with magazines, you know, you see advertisers diminishing, they're moving online. And so really what we think is the better way to monetize online content is through commerce, because you're not getting the same print-based CPMs as you are online.
So tell me what someone finds when they come to your website.
Well, I think that what we do is we try and find the best of the South, be those products or be those stories. I mean, when you said, is it culture, is it commerce, is it content, it is really all of those things. And ultimately, it is about culture. It's about a community of people who share a common culture and come to Bourbon and Boots and discover some of the best of that, whether it's, you know, stories that are have a local interest or a regional interest, or products, you know, small batch products, handmade by craftsmen all around the South. And, you know, we give those people a channel to sell their products and to build their brand, which otherwise they wouldn't be able to do. Many of them are, for instance, on Etsy, where they sell their products, but they have limited sort of ability to market those on a big site like Etsy, where everything kind of gets lost in the mix. So we curate those carefully and handpick those products and find some of the best craftsmen in the South who make really cool, interesting stuff. And we think our target audience, you know, really embraces those things, and we put them together. So we're in essence, sort of a middleman or a channel for all these great small businesses and craftsmen, and put them together with our audience who has a real taste for Southern culture.
Tell me a little bit about this target audience that you're chasing and what you have seen and some of the statistics that you have already kind of developed over the last several months.
The target audience, our target audience is really Southern Living subscribers, to get real specific. Southern Living subscribers that are used to buying things online. That's really what we're targeting. It tends to be females in the Southeast region between the ages of 25 and 45. That's really our sweet spot.
And in terms of target audience, too, you know, the demographic, you know, regional, obviously we have a lot of people in the South who follow us, but we have a lot of people on the East and West Coast. I mean, if you look at our numbers and where our revenue comes from, I think our second, you know, highest revenue state is California. You know, then it's Georgia, probably Texas, New York. So we have a lot of people who aren't necessarily Southern, but have an affinity for Southern culture, or they're expats. They're from the South. They've moved out West. They've moved out East. And they still love their alma mater. They still love their hometown. They may be a New Yorker or a Californian now, but by God, they love their roots. And they buy from us. So they, you know, they have a real kind of loyalty to our brand.
Now, do you guys get a percentage of the sales? How does your business model work without getting into too much of your details or your business?
No, that's all right. So essentially, when we work with one of our partners, we enter into a drop shipping agreement with them, and we basically just work on a 30% margin. So we're essentially taking 30% of that purchase.
So how big does this concept get? You guys are holed up in a cave right now, four of you typing around in a dark room on a computer.
Well, this is pretty much right now, I think, with Bourbon and Boots, this is, you know, kind of proof of concept. You know, I think what we're trying to do is to apply it to the Southern vertical and show that this business model works, which I think we're well on our way to doing. And then I think our big play is to look at applying it to other verticals. You know, other cultures, other, you know, niches out there, whether that's, you know, another geographical area like New England or California, or maybe it's, you know, outdoor kind of of a vertical. I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities. But I think once we know we got this working, I think we want to look down the road as we grow into applying it to different verticals.
And as far as the category specific that we're attacking, I mean, we're looking at the, you know, basically how we're defining our categories is we're looking at the top 50 magazines in the country. Mm-hmm. And then we're breaking those down into categories. And we're saying, okay, so out of these categories, what's the market size of each of those categories? And then we're going to go attack each of those categories. So right now we're starting with the Southern Living, Better Homes and Garden, that vertical, that category. But then you've got other verticals and categories like outdoor, sports, things like that.
I got a feeling this whole concept may have started involving some bourbon. Can you tell me about the catalyst for all of it?
The catalyst, I mean, it's actually great. I've known Mike. Mike was actually my teacher at Governor School in drama. So we've known each other for a long time.
99, I guess it was. 98, maybe.
And we
no bourbon shared at that. Let's make that clear, that's right? At Governor's School, there was no sharing of bourbon while I was a teacher and you were a student at Governor's School.
And then about a year ago, we reconnected, realized we're both in internet marketing, and I kind of talked to him about this idea. I had currently been working, he had been doing consulting, still doing some consulting on search engine stuff. I had been working with e-commerce companies, and so really it was kind of an idea that kind of came out of both of our, you know, experience with online marketing. It's like, you know what, there's a better way to do this. And this is how it came up.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is certainly definitely initiated with Matt. It was Matt's baby from the beginning. And I think he was looking for someone that would jump on board with him and could help him coordinate the idea and manifest it into some reality. And then he pitched the idea to me and I was like, yeah. Hell yeah, we can do this. And so through some mutual networking of people that we both knew, you know, very quickly it accelerated into not just sort of us sipping bourbon and talking about it, but into, I remember that first meeting we had in my house, we called the folks who were our kind of core team at the beginning, we called them over and we all had drinks together and we're like, okay, we're going to commit two nights a week to this. Every night we're getting together here. Right. Here's what you're going to do, you're going to do, you're going to do. And it very quickly accelerated into a real idea.
Yeah, I mean that was
and manifested into something that was a website within a couple of months.
Yeah, you know? That was February of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the site's only been up 8 months or so, I guess.
And you gotta love the entrepreneurial spirit. That interview was conducted in a small conference room near their one-room office in a small space in downtown Little Rock. It is everything you dreamed a startup website office would look like. Hats off to them. Great story and one I think we'll be hearing much more about in the future. Now, if you want to check it out for yourself, go to bourbonandboots.com. Tell them I sent you.